This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamics Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host of the Brunswick High Coaches Show, Cameron Miller.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamic Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. All right, coach, let's just go ahead and get into it. Let's get back to last Friday. Region opener at home. Huge 42-14 win against Effingham. What stood out to you the most about that performance, and what are your like key takeaways from that?
I mean, first of all, it was a great team win. I think all three phases of the games were dominated by our team, and I think the way our guys prepared, the way our coaches did a great job of putting a great game plan together, and our guys executing that game plan really showed Friday night. And I'm really proud of not only our players but our coaches for doing such a great job. But that it showed on the field Friday night. And I can't say enough about the job our guys did and the way our team prepared, because it, like I said, the execution was there in all three phases of the game. Offense played well, defense played well, special teams executed, made tackles, flipped the field, and gave us good field position. But I mean, it stood out the most, the physicality of our team. I think that really showed, and it began in the trenches. The defensive line did a really good job of getting in the backfield, making tackles, didn't let their running back get going. And in our blitzes, we really hit home, got to the quarterback, got him off his spot, got him rattled. And then our offensive line really established the run game. And it really showed Friday night with a big win. And, you know, we enjoyed the win from Friday night, and now we got to move forward.
Yeah, it was definitely fun to watch. A great way to open up the region and get things going. I know it's been, you know, only a couple days since the game and over the weekend and all, but if you've had a chance to like look back over the film so far, or whatever, have there been any things that you've been able to see that you can, you know, work towards to get prepared for upcoming opponents that, you know, maybe good or bad, just continue to progress or just, you know, try to build on?
Well, it's like we said in previous shows before, and you know, about this team, our guys are really starting to gel together and play on both sides of the ball. I think, you know, question marks coming into the season, how our linebacking core is going to do with, you know, as many guys we graduated. Mm-hmm. But when both our inside linebackers, one had 14 tackles, the other had 13 tackles, two tackles for a loss, two sacks, and that was Adrian Valland. That means our defensive line is doing their job. They're demanding double teams. They're making those guys able to be free and make tackles. And we're making, you know, the game comes down to two things, blocking and tackling. And we're doing those two things very well, you know, fundamentally based. And that's something that you want to see. And we can continue to get better, you know, go back to the fundamentals, go back to the basics. But our guys are really playing, you know, really good football right now. We got to continue to press forward. You know, things we got to continue to do to get better. We got to eliminate some penalties. I think, you know, we're still getting penalized on some things pre-snap, post-snap, during the play, and we just got to really try and eliminate some of those because it could hurt us later.
Yeah, I do think that's definitely a big part, but that's just one of those things. It's more on the side of attainability when you're trying to correct stuff like that. It's mental stuff. It's like nerves. It's just being pumped, and that I can definitely, you know, get rid of those, and y'all are exactly where you want to be. But I do, you know, we talked about that a little bit last week. Last week you had the bye, and you had a lot of time to prepare for this game. Were there any specific things that y'all really worked on over that, 2 week stretch from the big win over Wayne, had a bye week, bring it into region opener? Were there any specific things that y'all really cracked down on that, worked exactly how you hoped they would in this game and showed out?
I mean, one of the things we, with a few extra days to prepare, and we took advantage of it, and our guys really responded well, was we didn't want this quarterback to get, comfortable in the pocket. We wanted to make sure we were disruptive in the pocket, take him off his launch spot, because when he starts passing, he's a really good passer. And then, he did have an injury in the Hoco game, so he wasn't as mobile as, he was before. And we just wanted to make sure we got to the quarterback, make sure we tackled well, brought him to the ground. Even with the running back, was really good, and he left the game with an injury as well. And that just speaks about the physicality of our team. And that starts in the weight room. Started back in January, where we started really developing, hey, this is what we got to do to compete in 5A. Looking back at last year's playoff game against Coffee, and our guys really responded to that. They really took it as a challenge and accepted it. And now we're here, and it's paying off in dividends, all the hard work that they put in January.
I definitely see a lot of that hard work coming into play. They're looking really good right now. Real quick, I do want to remind you that this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show that you're listening to, and we are here with head coach Garrett Grady right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's get into just individual players. Who were some of, like to say, unsung heroes from the games that, fans might not have noticed, not, making the fat flashy plays, or who's just some recognition for some players that really deserve to be recognized, but aren't, big names that you would necessarily know as a fan.
Well, you talking about unsung heroes. I definitely want to commend both of our lines of scrimmage, offensive line and defensive line. Those guys don't get a whole lot of credit. Speaking offensive line wise, they don't get a whole lot of credit. They do all the dirty work and make the blocks and pass protect. And their name, all the touchdowns that we score, their name's not necessarily in the paper all the time or talked about. But those guys, Kasiah Charlton, Dallas Johnson, Chase Richardson, Chris Winkster, Devin Broughton, Jane Jones, our tight end Trent Rao, Hezekiah down in the box sometimes blocking. But those guys don't get enough credit for the job that they do. And it really showed Friday night how dominant they were, and they played to their full potential. And then on the defensive line, Chosen Owens, Marquis Hughes, Breland McClendon, Jordan Ruiz, Mordecai Moore, those guys, Miles Southall. I can keep naming guys that we rotate in at that at the D line position, but they really controlled the line of scrimmage. And then our outside linebackers did a really good job of getting to the quarterback on blitzes. Our inside backers
Yeah, they
did as
did.
well. Trent Lee had 2 sacks on the game. Adrian Vilan, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for a loss. Braylon Johnson, Antoine Thomas, another great game. The physicality of him has not been matched by anybody, and he practices with a purpose. Ben Wisniewski's another guy. Eli Overton in the game. At outside linebacker position, but those guys did a good job. And then Zion Rankin on Effingham's first possession of the game, he comes up with a pick and gives us really good field position, and we go down and go up 14 to nothing really quick
That was nice.
on a good team. And it's always playing in the right position. And then those guys, our secondary was really going to be challenged this week, with Travis Hunter. And they got a big receiver too, number 21, who's only a sophomore. He's like 6'4". So Avion Addison and Antoine Kirk were definitely challenged.
They showed out.
And they really did a really good job of locking down the receivers and staying in, and then also getting involved in the run game as well, for run fits. Samir Dobbins is another guy in the secondary that did a good job. But talking about unsung heroes, I think those are the guys that don't get a lot of credit, and they definitely need their names mentioned.
Yeah, and we always, I haven't really tried to bring up as much of the unsung as much so far, but that is something that, you always see the guys that, everybody knows their name, they're always making big plays, but the whole team is, it takes the whole team to win the game. And some of these guys, they just, like you said, the both lines, both playing exceptionally well this year, and they're just not getting the recognition because they're a unit. And the unit itself, you know, they're unsung heroes. They're helping out and they're protecting that quarterback back there. They're getting to the quarterback, and I love to see how well they're doing, especially. And then you got the other guys, like you said, everybody is a unit, and I'm trying to get some recognition of those guys that aren't normally, you know, their names aren't being said as much, with even though they're playing their tails off out there. It's just great to see the whole team coming together as a unit. But for right now, we are going to have more to come on this Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready, and be aggressive, be aggressive.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Friday nights under the lights, nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. All right, we talked about, you know, the unsung heroes and all those units, but let's talk for a second about the quarterback years. Grant Moore. Grant had himself a pretty good game last week. He was looking very mobile. Just talk a little bit about him and his success so far throughout the year.
Yeah, when you talk about Grant and the job that he's done here, he prepares every single week like he needs to. He prepares like a winner. And I wouldn't want anybody else leading our team like someone like Grant. I mean, yeah. His characteristics and what he brings to the table, not only on the field but off the field, is tremendous. And when you have somebody like that leading your team, I can't say enough about the job that he's doing on the field. A true dual threat guy. You know, his arm is really strong right now. He's making some great throws, putting the ball where it needs to go, making some great decisions. And then also, you know, if the pocket breaks down, he can make some people miss. He can move around in the pocket, extend plays, and he keeps his eyes downfield for his receivers. And that can always give the big play effect when stuff like that happens. But he's doing a really good job for us. He's going to continue to be coached and continue to get better as the season goes on. And I know he wants to make a statement on, you know, what type of player he is.
Yeah.
And he's doing a really good job with that. You know, very unselfish, very has really good leadership skills. And that's what you want from the quarterback position.
Yeah, he's definitely, you know, the statistics are one thing, but I can see in Grant that he really wants the team overall success. He's not only is he an extremely mobile quarterback, has a very accurate arm, but I see that he's always, you know, looking out to he's not a stat padder, put it that way.
Right.
He's out there, you know, trying to generate as much success as he can for the overall success of the team.
Right. He's not worried about his own stats. He's not worried about his name getting called. Like I said, he puts the team first, and that's what you want, you know, in all your players. You want them to put the bigger picture first. They want, you know, put the team first, big team, little me. And that's one thing that you see from our team is, and the word of the week last week was teamwork. And I told our guys it was going to take every single one of them, whether you're a starter, a backup, or a scout team guy, everyone's got a job to do. And it's really important that they do it to your full potential. And they did that.
Exactly, and they did, and played a football game. They sure did. We're going to move in a little bit kind of towards this week. How has the team been able to, like, respond, you know, emotionally, just in general, physically, after such a very big win? Region opener, you know, come out strong. Back-to-back huge wins, and now you're looking, and do you see a different shift? Because, you know, you had a lot of confidence coming into the bye week, but like we talked about last week, the bye week, it's a lot of time between games.
Right.
You had a lot of confidence, a lot of momentum coming off of that Wayne game, but it is a long time to go between games. Was there an additional, you know, shift of confidence and, you know, just extra added momentum going from that you've seen, you know, after last week's game ended and you're now, you know, you've begun region play. It's not, you know, coming up. It's in there now. Just about the confidence of this team after, you know, those two big wins going into the heart of region play.
I mean, you know, you take the win from Friday night, and I told our guys this after the game, that it was going to take everybody. And, you know, the way our team responded, you know, they showed our coaching staff and they showed all the Brunswick community how good they can be and how they can play to their full potential. So that's got to be the standard.
Yeah.
And they got to come out and hungry every single week and just not think that we've arrived just because we beat one region opponent.
Yeah.
I mean, we got eight more region opponents to play this season. So we've got to continue to play well. I told our guys, hey, enjoy the win tonight. And then when we come back to practice on Monday and our coaches were here Sunday putting together a great game plan for Evans, you know, we got to put that game behind us and we got to move forward. You can't live in the past. That's one thing. We can't say, oh, well, we beat Effingham. Now we got to move on to Evans. And we can use this momentum and the way we're playing to build off of that. And we got to keep moving forward because we can't keep looking in the rearview mirror. We got to move forward. Got to prepare every single week. Try to be 1-0 every single week. And because, you know, this week is big for us because we're making a trip to Augusta. And, you know, the past few times we played in Augusta, we have not played our best games. Even though we've came out on top, we've got to perform very well. And we've got to do it on the road. And we've got to treat it like a business trip. Got to treat it like it's a road playoff game. You know, try and have that mentality. And we got to be able to play well on the road.
Yeah, that I mean, Augusta, it's not the shortest of drives, especially for, you know, a region matchup. So I'm definitely hoping for the best on that. We get into a little bit, if you don't you know, you don't mind. When you talk about the end of last game, you know, you got to go on to the next game. Great win, but, you know, we got to take it game by game. What was that locker room like? When you walk in there, what are you saying to those guys after that big win, you know, to get them in, you know, right after that win, but looking forward to the next game?
I mean, one of the things that we talk about is, you know, there's no room in our program and on our football team for complacency. You can't be satisfied with what we've done so far, and, you know, complacency cannot creep in. You know, I think that's the biggest thing that gets a lot of teams, is that they get comfortable just because they're winning. And one thing we got to do, we got to continue to be hungry. We got to continue to work hard during practice, make practices tougher so that the games are easier for our guys. But our kids are responding well to coaching. And I think that comes from the relationships that we have with our players as coaches and as teammates. Mm-hmm. So, you know, somebody's slacking, somebody's always trying to pick them up and trying to encourage them to do better. Because, you know, in any moment, it doesn't matter if somebody has, you know, you got to play the next play.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that you respond very well to coaching. And even to when your teammates are trying to correct you, you know, you don't want to always, you know, just be mad because somebody's trying to correct you. You want to respond to them. I got you. It's about the next play. But our guys are, you know, no room for complacency. That's what we're preaching to our guys. And we got to continue to build, you know, week by week and continue to gel.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing the progress, and I'm seeing the consistency with the gelling you're talking about. You know, just the team getting together, and it, as of right now, I don't see the, you know, no, there's no cockiness there. It's confidence, but it's in a, like you say, it's a game by game. They're going in there every game to play their opponent. They're not playing for the. They're not playing week three for the state championship. They're playing week three to get to week four. And I love the mentality. And I know you've got a good mentality over in that locker room, all your coaching staff. I can't give enough credit to all of y'all on how well y'all have done with this team. But we will come back for some more questions in just a moment. On this Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Optum Orthopedics is proud to serve the Brunswick community. Kevin Brooks, Michael Dunn, Wes Stroud are here to cover you from head to toe. Don't let an injury keep you on the sidelines. So go where the pros go. Optum Orthopedics, the official orthopedics team for the Savannah Bananas, Ghost Pirates, and Georgia Southern Athletics. Their fellowship-trained surgeons are the bone, muscle, and joint leaders in the Southeast. Like the pros, you deserve the best care possible. Optum Orthopedics is a physician-owned practice focused on your results. Schedule online today.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Parker's. Parker's new mobile app saves you time and money. Check gas prices from your phone or pay at the pump with mobile pay instead of using a card. Plus, Parker's app has a quick link to exclusive discounts, job openings, and gas savings of up to 10 cents per gallon with pump perks. Download the app at parkersga.com and get a large fountain drink free.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Dynamic Landscaping, Parkers, and by Optum Orthopedics. All right, coach. We talked about, you know, the locker room, the moving on to the next game. But before we get fully into this week's game, how are y'all able to, as a coaching staff with your players, balance, you know, because you say one game at a time, you know, you got to focus on the next game. But to some extent, you know, you win a big region game, 42-14. There's excitement. Right. And how can y'all, you know, instill to the players the balance of celebrating the big win, but also keep it in balance with quickly moving on to focus to being able to go up to Augusta and play Evans?
I mean, you talk about a 24-hour rule where you enjoy the win that night. You enjoy it all day Saturday watching college football. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when Sunday hits and a new week starts, we got a new opponent. You know, the schedule's not going to take a pause and just let us celebrate a region win. So we've got to continue to press forward and really prepare for, you know, making the trip to Augusta, playing Evans, you know, up in Augusta. That's 3.5 hours away. And, you know, just keep preaching to our guys about, you know, not being satisfied. We definitely haven't arrived where we want to be, and we continue to push forward and be better through practice, through drills. But, you know, I do believe we're headed in the right direction. You know, that's what I tell our team is that, yes, we're on the right path, but we're not there yet. Mm-hmm. So don't think that you've arrived. Somebody's always going to be out trying to get you, and we've got to prepare every single week to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, every team is out for the same thing. Especially in the region. I mean, every team in the region thinks they are going to win the region championship, and it's just simple as there's one. And you, like you were saying, you keep the mentality like that and get on to the next game, play it, and, you know, just lock in. I love it. I'm excited. I know, you know, I'm not sure how Evans is looking this year, but, you know, I'm sure Evans usually is, you know, the upper Georgia area usually has some good programs. But when you go into Evans looking at last week, we talked about a lot of positives, not negatives, but were there any areas that you saw, you know, besides penalties that you were like, let's kind of crack down a little bit on this to try to get ourselves ready for that long 5-hour drive to Augusta this week?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we got to do, we just got to, you know, just remain focused, you know, treat this like a business trip. You know, it's going to be different because all the games that we've played, whether it was down in Camden, which is 45 minutes away, or all the games we've had at home. We've had a scrimmage at home, had Wayne at home, had Effingham at home.
It's the first real away game.
Yes, the first real away game. We've got to be able to handle the travel, you know, and then also make sure we're studying our opponent this week. You know, we're going to be leaving early Friday, so that I'm trying to keep our schedule and our itinerary as close to a regular Friday as possible for our guys, about when we arrive to the stadium, when we eat pregame meal, all these different things, so that they can kind of stay on a schedule and that, you know, that their internal clock is still about the same, that when game time hits, that they'll be ready to play. But they got to be able to handle it, the travel on their own. That's their own mentality. They've got to be able to experience this. And then when we get there, I think the biggest thing that we've experienced when we go play in Augusta is that it takes about the second quarter for us to wake up and say, oh crap, we're playing a football game.
A little bit of jet lag.
So we definitely got to come off the bus, you know, make sure that we're not leaving our offense on the bus or defense on the bus, or special teams on the bus, we all got to make sure that when we go out for warmups that we're ready to roll.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's hard after, you know, especially a same day, and to get, you know, wake up, drive that, and it's a different pregame when you spend 5 hours on a bus versus, you know, having a normal day and then being around all your peers and then going to, I say peers, their teammates or their peers, but like, you know, around the school to right. get to a game versus basically the whole day is going to be on the bus and then getting ready. It's a different, you know, it's a different vibe to your whole like pregame routine. And I do see how that could be, you know, a little bit of an adjustment to make, and just hopefully, you know, they get out there and get ready to go. And I'm sure they will be. I don't have any doubt that they're going to come out swinging. But before we get to this last question, I did just want to remind you that this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, last question for you. Let's just kind of break it down into for Evans. We talked about the travel and the distance and that, but just talk to us a little bit about how you've been preparing for Evans specifically, and have you taken any – you know, specific precautions, not precautions, just like game plan for their team and like players that you've been scouting extra and just looking for the matchup this week.
Well, first of all, you can talk about the travel. I've tried to, you know, I spent all day Sunday while our coaches are putting together a great game plan after we met as a staff, but just trying to iron out all the details for the logistics of it, you know, cause you know, you're traveling 3.5 hours away. Can't just have pregame meal here at the field house yeah. and then go. So our guys are going to go to class first block on Friday, you know, get out. We'll have a breakfast here at the field house for them and make sure our travel bags are on the trailer. You know, they'll do that Thursday mm-hmm. night so that we're loaded up, ready to roll, and then get on the bus. And then we're going to travel 2 hours to Statesboro, get off at Georgia Southern, do a little mm-hmm. walk through there, do a pit stop, you know, snacks, bathroom, walkthroughs, get back on the bus, and we're going to head to Grovetown High School. I know the head coach there, DJ Mayo, used to be the offensive coordinator down at Camden. He's now the head coach at Grovetown, but they're going to allow us to come use their cafeteria to do our pregame meal at.
Nice.
So we're going to be able to stay there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and it's only 15 minutes away from Evans. So
we'll
be able to get back on the bus and travel 15 minutes and head over to the stadium. And you know, by the time we get to the stadium, that'll be about the time that we leave our field house and go to yeah. Lane County Stadium. So trying to keep the schedule on time as much as possible for our guys. And, you know, like I said, try and keep the internal clock for those guys so that by when 7:30 hits for kickoff mm-hmm. that we're ready to roll. But, you know, looking at Evans, they got a brand new coach, Coach Lee Hutto, and used to be down at Glenn Academy.
Yeah.
He used to be the defensive coordinator there, and I think in the mid-2000s with Coach Ridings. But, you know, he's trying to establish his culture, his team. So we're going to see a spread attack on offense and a 3-4 defense, and they'll get in some even fronts. Nothing that we haven't seen before. We just got to be able to communicate up front with the line of scrimmage, with the offensive line. And then we just got to do a good job of blocking and tackling. I think, you know, going back to the basics and making sure we play well on the road and just make sure that we get off the bus and we're ready to play at 7:30.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like you've thought about it for a while and you put a lot of effort into that. So hopefully, you know, all of that genuinely transitions over, because with the effort you're putting into it, you're definitely setting your team up for success in the best way you can. And it's great, you know, and I'll just say to end it off, good luck to you. Safe travels. I'll be listening to you on the radio. Word for word, I'll be listening to every bit of it, all I can, rooting y'all on. But that will be it for today. So thank y'all for joining us on this Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here